Okay, so by now you probably learned a little bit about what it means to be excellent and what it means to coach excellence. We've talked about the excellence intro. We've talked about talent is overrated. We've talked about creating and setting SMART goals. We've talked about the excellence pyramid. Well, this week I'm just going to wrap up a little bit about what a coach should be when he's trying to create an excellent culture. Some of the things he needs to make sure he's aware of and does is that he makes rules, that he follows the rules, and he enforces the rules, that the rules are abided by his players, that his players do not break the rules, and that when their players do or if break rules, that they must face the consequences for it. The other important thing to do is to be sure that you are firm in your principles, that you are not a pushover, that when a player tries to bend the rules or something, you make sure you stand firm in your foundation and your principles. The other thing the coach must be is sensitive. He must listen to the needs of his players and his athletes. Sometimes people mistake sensitive for being a pushover, but it's not. It's different. A pushover is when you let them take control. Being sensitive is when you are understanding and listening to their needs. But so that's kind of a wrap up of being excellent and coaching excellent. So I feel that you need to teach excellence, expect excellence, and then you need to be excellent. I think there's a very, very valuable principle for anyone who's wishing or decides to go into the coaching profession. Again, strive for excellence, teach for excellence, expect excellence, and be excellent.